criminal investigation opened. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The sheriff of Bexar County, Texas, is looking into the two flights of migrants sent to Martha's Vineyard last week by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Javier Salazar says the 48 people from Venezuela were flown from Texas to Florida and then to Massachusetts, and they were taken there under false pretenses.
They were taken to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather for little more than a photo op, video op, and then they were unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard.
DeSantis continues to defend the move.
They all sign consent forms to go, and then the vendor that is doing this for Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard. It had the numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard, and then it had numbers for the overall agencies in Massachusetts.
On Fox's Hannity, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Congressman Joaquin Castro, whose district includes San Antonio, have urged the Justice Department to investigate the flights. U.S. officials say the number of Venezuelans taken into custody at the U.S. border with Mexico soared in August, while migrants from Mexico and some Central American countries were stopped less frequently. A sailor accused of setting fire to a military vessel has opted to let a Navy judge decide what happens to him.
Ryan Sawyer Mays waived his right to a jury trial for the 2020 fire aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard that subjected dozens of fellow sailors to injuries, smoke inhalation, and heat exhaustion. The charges Mays faces include aggravated arson and willful hazarding of a vessel. Captain Derek Butler is the Navy judge who will decide the case.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Prosecutors say May's actions stem from his anger over not being a Navy SEAL. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal grand jury indicts a Minnesota man accused of threatening to kill a U.S. senator.
35-year-old Brendan Daugherty is being held in the Sherburne, Minnesota County Jail on charges of threatening to murder a U.S. official and interstate transmission of a threat after apparently leaving two threatening voicemail messages at a field office of a U.S. senator outside Minnesota. The senator not named, though according to court documents, Daugherty appears to be targeting a lawmaker over the Second Amendment. The FBI and U.S. Capitol Police investigated the alleged threat. Daugherty was previously convicted in a similar case for making threatening phone calls to employees at a Minnesota store. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A California woman's going to prison for a kidnapping hoax.
A judge sentencing Sherry Papini to 18 months in prison for staging her own kidnapping, which led authorities on a three-week search spanning multiple states. The 40-year-old mother of two resurfaced on Thanksgiving Day 2016 with several injuries, telling people she had been abducted by two Hispanic women. It turns out all of Papini's injuries were self-inflicted as part of a plot to get back together with a former boyfriend. Prosecutors in a court filing say Papini's hoax was deliberate and that she continued to lie about the kidnapping months after pleading guilty. Papini's attorney asked for 1 month in jail and 7 months of home detention, but the judge balked, saying the punishment is appropriate in order to deter others. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A NASA lander on Mars has captured the vibrations and sounds of four meteoroids striking the planet's surface. Scientists report Mars InSight has detected seismic and acoustic waves from a series of impacts in 2020 and 2021. At the box office this weekend, the Viola Davis-led action film The Woman King was number one its debut weekend in theaters, earning $19 million. The horror film Barbarian in second with $6.3 million. The horror prequel Pearl in third. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.